This press conference extra. I'm Andy Heaton, joined by Mike Bancola and Neil Atkinson for this one. Martin Fitzgerald's on an international mission somewhere, no doubt, or doing something madness in his retirement, as he keeps telling everyone. So, yeah, you're stuck with Neil for this one, but I'm glad to welcome him back, because I can't be getting into the whole conspiracy discourse over Nike Tech fleeces again. Anyway, honestly, let's just give this press conference early this morning ahead of Liverpool Palace tomorrow morning, 12:30 to kick off. Kept it quite brief, but managed to pack quite a bit in there. Now, I'm going to do it in chronological order again, because it's a couple of weeks there we can expand on and go as we go. First off, he was asked about Palace, and he was similar to what he was saying about Wolves last week about the performances and stuff like that. And again, leaning into the sample size, like we're only six games in. Also referenced how strongly they finished the season last year. And also bearing in mind, you know, this is a side that's lost a couple of key players and are also in a phase of change. If you say, even though, you know, the manager's still there despite, you know, Palace turning down, what was it, a bit of 65 million quid or something like that from over the summer. But yeah, we are looking at two teams in transition, Neil.
Well, I think we're looking at one team in transition. I think that the manager all the way through has been very adamant Liverpool are not. And he reiterated that today, you know, and he even got to the point where he listed the lads who'd won the league before, and that they know what they understand what the score is. I think with Palace, you know, and I think what he's aware of and will be aware of, both using his eyes and watching games, but also the data, is that Palace are currently nowhere near as bad as the league position suggests, and it's going to be really important that everyone's sort of onto that before a ball's kicked. So to sort of, you know, put that in order, it's only six games, but the XG inclusive over the course of the campaign for all six matches so far has Palace in about 11th. It does not have them in the bottom three,